This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Monday, March 18, 2019. Facebook is run by the CIA and DARPA.
Infowars.com. This is Greg Reese. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, otherwise known as DARPA, has been named by several whistleblowers to be the leading innovator in trauma-based mind control. In 2002, DARPA announced their ambitious IAO program. The Information Awareness Office was set up to gather and store the personal information of everyone in the United States, including credit card and phone records. Following strong public criticism that the IAO was blatant mass surveillance, it was officially defunded by Congress in 2003. In the global surveillance disclosures of 2013, it was revealed that several IAO projects continued to be funded under different names. LifeLog. In its white paper, DARPA's Dr. Doug Gage stated that the objective of LifeLog was to trace the threads of an individual's life. LifeLog was going to require each individual user to voluntarily record everything they do in life, producing a unique timeline that would constitute an episodic memory. Out of this endless ocean of information, DARPA scientists would plot distinctive patterns, mapping out personal relationships, scheduled events, and researchers from DARPA's artificial intelligence sector would feed the data to their machines so the AI computers could study everyone's daily habits and make sense of it. Civil libertarians attacked the project when it launched, arguing the obvious privacy issues involved with having DARPA keeping such close tabs on the entire population. On February 4, 2004, they announced the end of LifeLog. And on that very same day, Facebook was born. Within a few months, Sean Parker became the first president of Facebook. And according to his Wikipedia page, Sean Parker was recruited by the CIA just before finishing high school. As president of Facebook, Sean Parker brought on their first big investor, Peter Thiel. Around the same time that LifeLog was created, CIA investment group InQtel helped Peter Thiel form Palantir Technologies, a company that analyzed massive databases of public information used by the CIA and other offices of the U.S. intelligence community. Peter Thiel brought in investor James Breyer, who at the same time was on the board of directors for military defense contractor BBN, along with CIA-run InQtel CEO Gilman Louie. With several close connections to the CIA, Facebook went on to accomplish everything that LifeLog hoped to execute, and all with the appearances of being a private company run by co-creator Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress last April in a grand spectacle that displayed him more like an alien robot than the shrewd business mogul of the world's biggest social media platform. And now, federal prosecutors are investigating deals that Facebook made with some of the world's largest tech companies. Top executives are leaving the company. Director Sheryl Sandberg has sold over $15 million in Facebook shares over the past few weeks. On Wednesday, March 13th, Facebook and Instagram went down around the globe. The initial claim of an accidental traffic jam issue with a European internet company was quickly refuted by third-party firm ThousandEyes, who says the outage appears to be an internal problem. Facebook later claimed it was due to a server configuration change.
The full report's up on Infowars.com. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot is happening in the world. And I've been giving my take on it Friday and also Saturday with a special report and yesterday with a Sunday show that I've been doing for 11 years, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Been doing this broadcast in this time slot for 22 years. Been on air almost 25. But, you know, I want to hear from the listeners about what you think about New Zealand and the news reportage and the weird anomalies and the manifesto. And John Podesta being in the area, and then his strange comments. And then we're going to also look into Beto O'Rourke, or Beta O'Rec, with his hit and run, his DWIs, his fantasy articles about raping women, and the type of compromised individual he is. We're going to discuss all of that. There is so much to cover, so much to get into today. And then really the big takeaway, all the mainstream corporate press is interviewing survivors and family members of victims from the tragic Ides of March, Facebook massacre as it's being called. And they're humanizing the Muslims and they're getting ready for their funerals, and they're talking about how terrible it was. And mainstream news can show blurred out images of the shooting. We've shown those as well. But, oh, if anybody else that's not mainstream news shows it, you'll have your website taken down. Or in New Zealand, they're threatening 10 years in prison. So we're really seeing these incredible double standards. Now, when you pull back from this, we certainly know they're using the tragic event to take guns, to call for internet censorship, and to demonize white males. When a Muslim runs over a couple hundred people with a car, or shoots up a church, or a bunch of Muslim men kidnap little girls and sell them into sex slavery in England, where there's no-go zones and hundreds of cars being burned tonight, it's not Islam doing that. It's not men with brown skin doing that. It's just random crazies. And a couple hundred run over, a couple dozen run over, a couple dozen shot, a couple hundred bombed. It just comes into the news for a day. They kind of announce it as a footnote. And you never hear about it again. But 50 people die, and they just plaster it all over the front page of the news, the front page of every news site, the internet, and all these radical Islamic members of Congress, they come slithering out from underneath their rocks and say that this is an attack on Islam. Well, you know what? Can I go to any Islamic country as a Christian and live in peace and be left alone? The answer is no. Even the more tolerant ones like Syria. Can I go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel? No. Can I go to Iraq and do it? No. Can I go to Sudan and do it? No. Can I go to Somalia and do it? No. Can I go to Indonesia and do it? No. Everywhere Islam comes in, it pushes everybody else out. And then when someone acts like Muslims act, when someone acts like radical Muslims act and goes into a place and kills a bunch of innocent people, it's the end of the world and white people are to blame and the president hasn't done enough and it's Trump's fault. And I've got all these news clips about how being white is inherently bad. And the person that supposedly carried out these attacks, Brendan Tarrant, says he did it to cause a helter-skelter global race war to depopulate the planet. Same thing, word for word, Charlie Manson said. And I've been predicting you'll see Charlie Manson-type crises. Because they were trying a global takeover in 69, and they're trying one in 2019. And yes, the man did it as a false flag. You do a false flag to get your enemies fighting with each other or to target your enemy or to blame your enemy. And he says in the manifesto, I did it to get my enemies fighting. Limbaugh has come out and said, leftists who staged false flag attack to frame conservatives. It's hiding in plain view. I'm not saying the shooting didn't happen. My heart goes out to those that died. There are a lot of nice Muslims. The point is they always come in first, and the radicals come in and take them over, and then they kick you out if you don't convert. So when we come back, I'm going to get to a very powerful report John Bound put together. Podesta labels New Zealand a big, juicy target for weaponized propaganda. That ties into the manifesto they don't want you to understand. We're going to look at that, and then I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to give the number out. And I want to hear from you specifically on what you think is going on and what you think is happening and what you think is unfolding with this clear global move. I watched CNN, I watched Fox News, I watched ABC News, I watched MSNBC, and they said, there is an explosion of white supremacy globally. Not true. There's an explosion of radical Islam and attacking everybody around them. And we need to censor white males, and we need to kick the right wing off the internet. So they're going to their next phase of Brian Stelter on reliable sources saying we've got to get all these extremists off that say that, you know, that say that all this is going on and we need to stop them because they're spreading white supremacy. People like Alex Jones are still on the internet. That's what Oliver Darcy, his partner in crime, also said. Yeah, Alex Jones is still, he has InfoWars, and he's doing bad things, and we need them off the internet right now. Meanwhile, they're giving themselves awards at CNN last week. They gave the head of CNN for defending free speech. He's like, we must stop those that try to silence voices asking questions. Meanwhile, his network's dedicated to savaging the First Amendment publicly. This is an incredible time to be alive. It's a total war for the future of this nation and every nation and the family. We're going to break it all down. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. And we're taking calls specifically on the attacks on free speech. What are the goals of the massacre? What he said in the manifesto was to bring in authoritarianism, to smash Christianity, to smash conservatives, to create a communist Chinese model. That's in his manifesto. Then he flashes what the left claim is a white power sign. Well, you better tell the old 7-Up commercials. You better tell the Italian food restaurant ads where you go, Bon Appetit, or, oh, it's wonderful. Mwah.
Oh, wait till you taste the clams and the red sauce. Mwah! I mean, everybody knows that means, oh, it's so good. It means A-okay. You know, if you're underwater diving, what's this mean? I've got enough oxygen. I'm okay. What does it mean about food? Oh, how's that food? Oh, it's delicious. But see, now he flashes the sign. I guess it means the three fingers mean a W. Fitting into the perfect scripting of the false flag they need. Does it mean the shooting didn't happen? False flags, there's many different variants of them. It's where you provocateur someone, you let them do it, you protect them, or the person doing it goes beyond Jesse Smollett, who just staged the event. You actually do a violent event to blame it on someone. That's how World War II was launched in Operation Himmler, when the Nazis staged attacks on themselves and killed real people to launch the war with Poland. That's how World War II started. And now he says that's why he did it. Meanwhile, Obama's top professor says they think Trump's going to stage a false flag. So it's okay for them to talk about false flags, but not us. The truth is they're losing. We're winning.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Your take, your view on this seminal event of the 50 dead Muslims. Remember, over 1,300 churches, according to the UN, have been blown up in just the last 3 years by Muslims. Over 1 million Christians are displaced every year just in Africa alone by Muslims invading from the north into the south. Millions of Christians have been killed in the last decade by Muslims. But you don't hear their names, you don't see their funerals, you don't learn their stories. But front of CNN since last Friday, the front of ABC, the front of MSNBC is the tragedy, and the world faces the explosion of white supremacist terror, which is incredibly rare. And you look at McVeigh in Oklahoma City, we know the workers in the buildings, we know the federal court cases, we know who planted the bombs. That was 100% total stage false flag. But there are other false flags where the person themselves hires two actors to dump bleach on them and put a rope around their neck and slap them. That's a false flag where you don't actually have the crime of the person being hurt. Then you have other events where people go in and attack a group so that the group they want to blame gets in trouble. And the gentleman, the demon, the creature, Brenton Tarrant, says in the manifesto, I'm a leftist. I'm a fascist eco-terrorist. I want to reduce world population. The earth's overpopulated. I want to make people clash to reduce the number of people. That's Charlie Manson. Where do you think Charlie Manson got it? Where do you think Theodore Kaczynski got it? I'm not just saying this. Look it up. Charlie Manson worked for the CIA and MKUltra in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Charlie Manson, Theodore Kaczynski, worked for the CIA at the exact same time. That's L.A. Times in MKUltra. Sirhan Sirhan, MKUltra. So I don't know if this guy had handlers, but he sure as hell is following the program, and Limbaugh's right. He's a leftist doing this creative clash of civilizations. Here's Podesta labels New Zealand a big, juicy target for weaponized propaganda by John Bowne.
It is odd that just 4 days before the New Zealand massacre, John Podesta, former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman, former Bill Clinton White House chief of staff, former Obama administration counselor, and chairman for the Center for American Progress, would be present to praise relatively unknown Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern as a superstar. The New Zealand Herald reported 4 days before the massacre that John Podesta told News Talk that Ardern had given given hope to social Democrats all around the world. She's made an impression on the world. She's somebody that people are paying attention to. Podesta had been overseeing a global progressives event titled The Path to Progress and had been interviewed by New Zealand's News Hub, describing New Zealand as a big, juicy target.
New Zealand is a member of the Five Eyes spy network, a powerful intelligence club made up of the US, UK, Canada, Australia, and us.
And does being a member of the Five Eyes group, does that make New Zealand more vulnerable?
I don't think it makes them more vulnerable. It probably makes them, in some ways, they probably have tighter security, but makes them a juicier target, let's put it that way.
Add to Podesta's ominous appearance that the mainstream media was immediately and predictably silent on the shooter's leftist leanings, instead opting to further their version of the shooter's manifesto by linking the blame to President Trump and painting the president as a white nationalist sympathizer, while casting a wide net over white America, suddenly propagandizing that all of white America is a racist nightmare that must be dealt with.
I am Chris Cuomo. Welcome to Primetime. 49 people massacred for being different than their murderer. And many more before them here at home. The time has come to stop ignoring an obvious problem abroad and here at home. White supremacism is on the rise, and the president should know that.
The killer's manifesto, meantime, mentions President Trump calling him, quote, a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, unquote. Jim, has the White House said anything about the reference to the president in this so-called manifesto?
Well, the president was asked about it, Anderson, and he said he hadn't read it, but the White House counselor, Kellyanne Conway, she was asked about this earlier in the day, and she was urging reporters to read the entire manifesto and that there were parts of the manifesto that said that this killer was an eco-terrorist, she said, and so on. She was really looking past the language in this manifesto that was describing the president as sort of a hero to people who identify with their white heritage. And what was also striking, Anderson, in that manifesto was that the killer was using terms like invaders and invasion.
You see today white nationalism as a rising threat around the world.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems. I guess if you look at what happened in New Zealand, perhaps that's the case. I don't know enough about it yet. They're just learning about the person and the people involved. But it's certainly a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
Sir, despite what the president says, how embedded is white supremacy in U.S. culture right now?
Right now? I mean, I think it's been embedded for a very long time. I think we're seeing more instances of it, and it's more in your face.
I went to a conference in Texas last year of Muslims. There were people with guns standing outside shouting no to Sharia law. Yeah. I mean, that is what is going on in cities in the United States right now.
Your piece in The Atlantic, you argue that that white nationalism has deep American roots.
I mean, you hear it on Fox News, you hear it from the president, you hear it from the manifesto of the shooter in New Zealand who was motivated by fears of what he called white genocide, which is simply the loss of white political and cultural dominance in countries that he considers to belong to white people.
The political discourse that we're having now and the administration in power now, Donald Trump himself has said so many things that match what white nationalists say. It matches their message.
Think of how many efforts we make to stop jihadist terrorism, and that's appropriate. That is a real threat. But we don't have a comparable effort in this government to combat right-wing, white supremacist terrorists.
Clearly, the New Zealand shooter was a coward. And anyone supporting the madness that wipes out women and children in a blaze of supposed glory is a coward as well. Podesta and the Mockingbird media are only interested in weaponizing this cowardice, attempting to convince the American people that we should be stripped of our rights and downgraded to dirty cowards like themselves. Fortunately for the average American citizen, albeit temporarily if the Democrats have their way in future elections, the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights say otherwise regarding the clandestine intentions of the New World Order. John Bound reporting.
It's simple. They're demoralizing you. They're making America be about hating the country and race-based, and then saying the president is a racist who's trying to unify us. This is a classic divide-and-conquer strategy, and this individual that said he wanted a race war and division is getting exactly what he wants, and the corporate media, led by John Podesta, is giving them exactly what they need. They're all working hand-in-glove with the Red Bug. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I need your help, Frank. They're trying to shut us down, Frank. The great Frank of North Carolina has called in. We're going to go to him first here in just a few minutes. We got callers from Hawaii, callers from Illinois, callers from all over the country, and callers coming in from around the world. A toll-free number to join us will flash up on screen for TV viewers. Let me get serious, though. The corporate media is working in concert all over the world to take this tragic event that just took place in New Zealand, 50 dead Muslims killed cold-bloodedly, something ISIS or Al-Qaeda would do, something our media would then cover up and not even talk about, and is projecting it onto President Trump, onto nationalists, onto gun owners, and onto white people in general. And so the entire corporate press is anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-Western, trying to get the whole world to then hate Americans that are white, hate Europeans that are white, to then have the UN bring in populations for a race-based system. It's actually very Hitlerian, but it's being engineered by the globalists against the West. We're supposedly going to respond by being racist and follow their paradigm. But it's amazing how they won't personalize anybody killed by Muslims, any church shot up, any 200-plus people run over by cars, including toddlers, won't show you their names, won't show their burials, but they will this mosque. And he said in his manifesto he wants a global race war to depopulate people. That's what Charlie Manson said. So the corporate press is aiding and abetting this individual, Brenton Tarrant. And old John Podesta was right there in New Zealand for the whole thing right on time. And Limbaugh's come out and said, looks like a leftist staging this as a false flag to blame conservatives. Well, that's who's got the motive. And the media is sure playing along with the whole thing. Now, let's shift gears. This isn't just about targeting white people and demonizing white people and demonizing the West and demonizing anybody that wants to have sovereignty or anybody who's a capitalist. It's about blaming Facebook and others who are going along with being blamed. As if humans being able to communicate spontaneously is bad because someone uses a platform for something that's evil. Because Brenton Tarrant did this, we now all have to lose our free speech. We have to be censored and watched and have the feature of live video feeds taken from us because we're more popular. We the people are more popular than mainstream corporate media, so they're going to protect us and give us 10 years in prison if we supposedly show any of his statements or him invading the mosque. But CNN can show the blurred footage because they're special. And that's really where all this is going. So this weekend, I did something I really don't do that often. I see the clips online. I see the news articles. I read the text. I read the transcripts. But I don't have the strength to watch it. I watched hours of CNN and MSNBC. I watched Brian, incredibly disingenuous, Stelter, call for total censorship of the Internet. He said white supremacism is exploding worldwide. We're all in danger. You start with taking Alex Jones off. That's not enough. Take them all off. Oliver Darcy at CNN chimed in. He said InfoWars is spreading hate. Take it down. NPR had a big, giant, fake hit piece where I need to be taken off air because I'm attacking Sandy Hook families and saying send people to their houses. Total lies. So it just goes on and on. And on. They're making their move on free speech all over the world and are unifying the program and the plan to do it. And last week, Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park, showing the comedic genius of CNN and its CEO holding a gala to give themselves awards and talk about how they're champions of free speech battling the evil Trump who's trying to take their speech, when all Trump has done is responded back to their lies, they call that censorship and attacks on the press. And the head of CNN goes on to say, the media is going to be attacked. We're going to be killed because of what Trump's done. They've been saying that for 2 years, folks, and I guarantee you, they want us off the air. So when they stage their big false flag to a media facility, we're not here and you don't have a platform to talk about what they're doing. But you can see them teeing it up. You can see them setting it all up and preparing it. Yes, since the Christchurch massacre happened since last week, you try to put in Alex Jones on YouTube and search today, this week, it's all the same results, all hit pieces from a few years ago. And everybody's noticing it. They're doing it to everybody. Trump, Michael Savage, but Beto O'Rourke and Hillary Clinton, oh, their results are up to the minute. And then in some geographic areas, they're not censoring. But this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. All the hit pieces on top. But then they go before Congress and say, we don't fix any results. Meanwhile, in their quarterly prospectus to their shareholders, they admit it. Their internal videos and text messages, they admit it. It's all come out, but they just lie. And then Trump says he's not going to do anything. Green lighting it all. Well, if Trump won't defend himself and defend us, I'm glad he's there. He's done a lot of good things, but it's kind of like you watch your two-year-old 90% of the time, but sometimes you let the two-year-old walk out the front door towards the highway 100 yards away, and you're just like, well, I watch my two-year-old daughter 90% of the time, but 10% of the time I let her wander around on the highway. Trump's like, well, I take care of 90% of stuff, but on the really important stuff, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to sit here and do nothing to protect myself or the country or anybody else. I'm going to just let them do all this to you. How's that sound? I'm going to put a big old fat green light up there and just say, it's okay. Or it's like you had a submarine. And 90% of the time, you keep the bulkhead doors closed. Let's say you're in Cozumel, Mexico, and you got a submarine that goes down to 100 feet, and you get to look at the coral reefs and everything. And, you know, they have a good safety record. But just what if randomly they said, you know, but today we're just going to open the bulkheads up at 100 feet, and everybody's going to get killed. It's okay. Hypothetical. So that's what Trump's doing. Oh, I'm doing good on this. I'm doing good on that. But on the fundamental, I'm just going to imagine you got some prize horses. And, you know, 90% of the time you close the gates at night and you feed them. But maybe a month out of the year you just decide not to feed them and leave the gates open. And then you wonder why they don't come back. Same thing. Kind of like, well, I make my kids dinner and take care of them, you know, 6 days a week. But one day a week I just leave them there. It's the same damn thing as doing nothing. Said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to your calls when we come back. But I need to go to this Tucker Carlson piece. We'll play it when we return. It's very important. Then I'll get to the Obama's Harvard law professor. Dangerous Trump may fabricate emergency to stay in power. So see, when we question Democrats and globalists doing stuff like that, oh, it's insane, never happened. But when they say it, oh, it's all very serious. The truth is governments do stuff like this, and it's legitimate for anybody to ask those type of questions. That's coming up in your phone calls. Just briefly, or we won't be here anymore. We have store-wide free shipping, biggest sale of the year, 50% off all the high-quality supplements, many other products, 50% off. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on your next order, that gets put in your little profile, you get 10% off the next order. And you also get 10% off additionally on the next order when you sign up for AutoShip. A lot of big specials. And here's the deal. The protein bars and Turbo Force are there for 50% off, but I got word this morning, they're like, Alex, we're about to sell out of both, so you need to pull the 50% off on those because it'll be a month before more comes in. So I'm going to pull that special on the protein bars and Turbo Force tomorrow, so I'll take advantage of that right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here live. We're going to your phone calls here in a moment. But I wanted to go to this Tucker Carlson piece because he lays it out with CNN having its own award show, giving themselves awards for defending free speech. I mean, that's like the Washington Post working against free speech and then saying democracy dies in darkness. I mean, give me a break. You work around the clock to try to shut down InfoWars, and then the Washington Post doesn't know why we're critical of them. Give me a break. It's like you punch somebody in the nose, and then you can't believe they fight back. How about you stop punching me in the nose, and then I'll stop punching you in the nose? You are the ones attacking us. My God, you turn on the news, white people are the devil. That's the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. You don't judge people off what color they are. And everybody knows, you don't I don't judge people off what color they are. I judge off how they speak, what they've done, how they're dressed, what they drive. Everybody knows that. It's crazy. But I digress. I want to go to your calls. Let's go to Tucker Carlson on the real threat. They're coming for everybody's speech. Here it is.
Last night, a group of highly paid media figures gathered in Washington, D.C. to do what they do best, congratulate themselves on being such incredibly good people. It was the annual First Amendment Awards. This show wasn't nominated, by the way, and to the literal-minded, it might seem a little odd. We've spent the last 2 years almost alone in Washington, by the way, defending the idea that the unpopular ought to be allowed to say uncomfortable things in public. That was our understanding of free speech. But this is 2019. The point of the First Amendment Award is now just the opposite. It goes to the media executive who has worked most tirelessly to punish the people he doesn't agree with and force them to be quiet. Given those new criteria, this year's award went to, of course, CNN President Jeff Zucker.
The day that we allow those in power to determine who gets to ask them questions and what kinds of questions we ask, that is the day that this dinner ceases to exist.
Who gets to ask the questions? Now, whatever you think of Jeff Zucker, he is not encumbered by shame. Keep in mind that it was his network, CNN, that argued in public that Fox News should not be allowed to ask any questions of the candidates in the Democratic primary debates. That just happened. It was also CNN that demanded that radio show host Alex Jones be silenced because Jeff Zucker didn't like what he was saying. CNN waged a long campaign against Jones. It worked. Jeff Zucker silenced and deplatformed his show. It was a stunning defeat for free speech. So naturally, Jeff Zucker just won the First Amendment Award.
Whether you like Donald Trump or you dislike Donald Trump, the one thing that I think we can all agree on is that Donald Trump has made American journalism great again. At CNN, our core mission is to tell the truth, to hold those in power accountable, even when it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable.
CNN's mission is to tell the truth. Well, maybe someone ought to tell Carter Page. CNN falsely suggested he was a Russian agent and helped destroy his life. Or tell it to the Covington High School students. Jeff Zucker's network slandered and shamed and tried to destroy them, all on the basis of lies. The truth? Well, maybe the judge will believe that. Zucker had better hope so. CNN is facing a $250 million lawsuit over their fraudulent Covington coverage. Lots of luck. Jeff Zucker doesn't want to talk about any of that, so as always, he changes the subject to, you guessed it, Fox News.
This administration has made it abundantly clear that they do not have respect for or tolerance of a free and independent press. They call us the enemy of the people. They limit our access. They selectively grant interviews, most often to outlets that have assured them that they will follow the script. Quite literally, they put our lives at risk with their words and their actions.
Fox News follows the script? Right. This is the only network on television where you won't hear the same script every night. It's the only news channel that deviates in any way from the other 10. They are united in total conformity. We are different. Zucker hates that. He prefers strict obedience. Jeff Zucker would shut down Fox News tomorrow if he could. Just the other day, Zucker said that Fox News has, quote, done tremendous damage to the country. How? By disagreeing with him and his friends. This is not the behavior of someone who supports free speech. It's the mark of someone who wants to crush free speech and has. And yet in Washington, people like that get First Amendment awards. It's grotesque.
It's grotesque. All right, I'm going to take your calls about 30 minutes to the next hour. The great reporter, Will Johnson, has got a lot of big news. He's going to be joining us. I also need to get to a bunch of other news. I haven't covered Obama's Harvard law professor, dangerous. Trump may fabricate emergency to stay in power. No evidence Trump's doing that. But other presidents have actually planned that. It's come out. So it's reasonable for somebody to raise that. But when I raise it, that other forces might try to pull something like this, oh, it's insane. Well, they just can't have it both ways. Let's go to Frank. Now, Frank's gotten pretty famous. He's been calling in, I think, about 15 years or so. And I disagree with Frank on some of his politics. I mean, I don't disagree that the left's a bunch of anti-white racists or trying to create a race war. It's very, very sad, but I don't want to sink to that level. And then he's the guy that, you know, was then mad at me one day. So I said, listen, Frank, I'm up here plugging products and selling things. That's how we fund our operation. They're trying to shut us down, Frank. I need your help, Frank. And Frank has inadvertently helped us because that's a very popular ad and brought a lot of support in. So I want to thank you for all your help, Frank. It became quite an internet meme. So, Frank, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex. You know, I had a question for you. I got a text message several Fridays ago, and it said, hey, Alex Jones is on. saying that it's his final broadcast. So I turned it on real quick, and I heard you say it myself. And then I never heard another word about that. What was that about?
Well, Frank, I believe that you have a good IQ, so I think you're taking a cheap shot. I didn't make the promo piece. They did a cinematic piece where it's post-free speech, and they're hunting people down and killing them. It's a very well-done piece, but I said I don't want to air it a lot because it shows us cowering when they come to kill us, and I don't think patriots would do that. And so clearly it then says at the end of it that this is the world they want to build. Let's not let that happen. So if you see something that, again, it's like if I dress up as the Joker and I'm saying crazy things, it's called satire or it's called science fiction. Actually, let's cue that piece up because I'm not, and again, I love the work of the crew, but I didn't like the piece. They spent a lot of time and energy on it. Because I said people with low IQs will be confused, and I said I don't like that we're cowering, getting killed for our free speech. I'm not an offensive guy, but I'm a defensive guy. If they're ever hunting people down and killing them for their speech in this country, it's time to take action like they did in 1776. So, Frank, are you joking? Because I'm going to air that piece coming up at the start of the next hour for everybody to decide whether I was being deceptive.
Alex, I actually have, as best I can recall, an above-average IQ.
And so you thought that piece with InfoWars employees having their heads blown off was real?
Well, I'm not on the Internet, Alex. I got a text message. Somebody had just turned on your show and said, turn on Alex. So I turned it on.
Ooh, now you've got a point. And that's what I always tell the viewers. And I tell the crew. I go, stop thinking everything's visual. Stop thinking that everything is you've got to describe to radio listeners. You've got to narrate. Because then sometimes things that are for TV sound real for radio. You got me, Frank. You're absolutely right about that. Okay, you got me. You're right. You couldn't see the text explaining that it was fiction. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
That's why I didn't like the piece. I had a bad feeling.
A lot of us listen in over our telephones on a call-in line. We don't even have an app. I listen in on this phone line. You know, you get unlimited minutes on a cell phone. I call into all these shows and listen to them day and night.
Okay, well, you got me, Frank. Frank got me. You're absolutely right, Frank.
Well, you're always saying that, they're trying to take you down, so I figured they must have found some way to get...
By the way, why don't you, and I'll hold you over, why don't you plug... Because I've got my foot in my mouth right now. Because I forget that service a bunch of people do for free for the show. It's very nice. One out of Michigan, I think one's out of Nevada, where you can call in and listen to the show over your phone. Tell folks how you do that. I forget.
Well, I have to go into my phone. I've never memorized it. I've just got it plugged in as InfoWars on my phone on my contact list, but I can look it up.
There's also a texting system we set up that I've never plugged on air that's tens of thousands signed up for regardless, where you just type in a pound message, and then you get alerts when our articles or we go live. That is invaluable. That's some place I've really dropped the ball, so thanks for mentioning that. Frank, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Get your take on the Christ Church situation, and I'll hurry through the callers from all over the country and all over the world. He got me. He really got me. And by the way, I'm not criticizing the crew. It's a very well done, Netflix-style deal. It's just... things are so serious nowadays, people don't get fiction, especially when it doesn't translate over radio, which is 70% of our audience.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The globalist, the eugenicist, are always talking.